You are listening to Strawberry Spring, based on a short story by Stephen King.
I couldn't believe my eyes. I stood there staring at the two of them. The Kearns were a mess. Mrs. Kern's cheeks were swollen from crying.
Here you go, Miss Kern. Have a tissue.
I could see the puffiness. The whites of her eyes, well, what was left of them anyway, were bloodshot. She had crow's feet around the corners of her face, nothing unexpected considering how much time had passed. Even still, when I looked at her, I could see the same woman that I saw all those years ago in the new Sharon home for boys. She was a mirror image of her younger self. In a weird way, she hadn't changed a bit. She was damaged and shattered back then. A woman who would never have her own children, but she had a glimmer of hope when she was looking for a child to adopt. Now there was no hope left. She wouldn't be the woman who couldn't have babies. Instead, she would be the mother who adopted and no longer had a daughter.
Here, have some water. Please, sit. Believe me when I tell you, we have the entire department on this.
Thank you.
Mr. Curran's voice cracked. He was trying to be the strong one. He wasn't even close.
She was all we had. She was our only daughter.
The irony was palpable. Here I was, standing right in front of them. In another life, I would have been their son. A 30-year-old man with a child of his own on the way, but instead, their daughter Marcia, the latest victim of Springheel Jack. It's hard to believe with one alternate decision, they would have never needed to know the pain of losing a daughter, and I wouldn't have had to know the pain of being unwanted, of being left behind to fend for myself in an orphanage.
Do you really think... Do you really think it's the same man from all those years ago?
We do.
But why? Why now? Why would he come back after all this time? Why our Marcia? I don't understand.
I wish I could say something to make you feel better. We were all here last time, and we're going to do everything we can to help find him and stop him.
Please don't despair, Mr. and Mrs. Curran. Police work has come a long way in the past few years. I have a file right here with the full psych report on the killer. Dissociative behavior, obsessive compulsive disorder, possible childhood trauma, physical and psychological abuse. He's a textbook serial killer. We will find him this time and bring him to justice. Henry here is an expert on Springheel Jack. We have the latest forensics techniques, and between the citywide manhunt and our determination, there's no way he's gonna get away. Isn't that right, Henry?
Yes. Chief Spencer is right. Please don't despair. Don't despair? I wonder if that's what I should have echoed to the Kearns. Don't despair, they'll find her body. Don't despair, she probably didn't feel a thing. Don't despair, there's plenty more orphans to go around. Don't despair.
Hi, everyone. I don't know if you can hear me. I replaced the transistor on my ham, so hopefully this works. Well, here goes. I have some news. President Kennedy says they'll be launching a Saturn rocket before the end of the year. How neat would that be? In sports, we're just a few months away from the beginning of baseball season. Spring training has already started, and some people are saying the Yankees have what it takes to win the 1961 World Series. In other news, Henry Denton was left behind at the new Sharon home for boys. It's looking like he'll never get adopted. But why would anyone adopt him? He's a teenager with lingering psychological issues from seeing his mother and brother die right in front of his very eyes. He sustained head injuries, and his emotional scars run deep. Isn't that right, Henry?
Wait, what?
Hi, Henry. Are you doing okay?
Yeah. Fine, I guess.
Don't despair. We'll find a home for you yet. I hate to have to break the news to you.
What news?
I don't know if you've heard, But the Currens, who you met last week?
Yes, I remember them.
They decided that adopting a teenager right now might be too much for them.
I figured.
I hope you understand. It's all about finding the right fit. But chin up. There's always families looking to adopt. Like I said, we'll find a home for you yet. Just wait and see. Don't despair.
The headmaster was a kind man. I'm pretty sure somewhere deep down inside he felt for all of us boys. He tried his best to go room to room instead of making an announcement over the PA system. I think he figured it was a little more personal, like some sort of surrogate father and son chat by the fireplace.
Isn't that right, Henry? I said, isn't that right, Henry?
Yes, of course. Don't despair, Mr. and Mrs. Curran. For all intents and purposes, the Currens were two total strangers. But somehow, I couldn't help thinking we were connected. Maybe we were in more ways than one. What would my life have been like had they adopted me? Fate was cruel. 15 years later, and here they were, standing right in front of me.
Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate all of your help. Now I remember you. You haven't changed.
Excuse me?
The home for boys. Henry. Henry Hartigan.
Oh, I'm sorry. My last name is Denton. I was coincidentally at the orphanage, but you must have mistaken me with one of the other boys.
No, I'm sure it's you. It's in your eyes.
Are you okay?
Yeah, there must have been another Henry at the boys' home. It was so long ago, I can't remember. Either that or they were so busy looking for someone to adopt, they went somewhere else.
Whatever it was, I feel bad for them. They have my sympathy.
I didn't have much sympathy for them. If I'm being honest with myself, I'm not sure I felt any sympathy for them at all. But that's when Chief Spencer interrupted.
I didn't want to bring this up with the Currens here, but we should go see Dancy.
What do you mean, see him?
We have him in a holding cell downstairs. He was picked up right before they came in.
Do you really think he's Springheel Jack?
Let's go find out for ourselves.
Where are we going?
Holding cells are in the basement.
Anne knew me well enough to tell with one glance. Seeing the Currens changed my demeanor.
Are you okay? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I nodded her way. I wanted to say something, but what? I feel more like the ghost just saw me.
Follow me. Dancy's cell is just up ahead.
Oh my god.
We got to Dancy's holding cell, and what we saw was jarring. Time had not been kind to John Dancy. His hair was long, scraggly, and unkempt. He was filthy, wearing a beat-up and blood-stained army jacket streaked with dirt. His fingernails had grime under them, and his teeth were stained yellow and chipped. He stood there with a hunch that made him look like an old man, not someone in their late 20s. It was hard to wrap my head around who or what I was seeing. I didn't know him well back at school. 1968 wasn't that long ago. What could have happened in 8 short years that could have transformed him into this?
Take a good look. He's our number one suspect.
John?
Don't hurt me.
Hurt you? Why would we do that?
Anne realized right away what I failed to see. The blood on his jacket wasn't from a murder victim. It was his. The cops had beaten the shit out of him. When he turned to the light, we saw his face. His eyes were swollen. Not like Mrs. Curran's, though. Dancy's swelling was from the bare knuckles of New Sharon's finest. He must have been in that cell for hours. They say if you corner a wounded animal, the best way to keep them from attacking is to make eye contact. I didn't think Dancy was going to attack anyone, not in the shape he was in. Plus, he was behind bars. But none of that stopped Ann from making the effort. What happened to you?
I'll tell you what happened to him. He refused to confess.
How long has he been in here?
Not long. A few hours at most.
Henry, can you pour me a cup of water?
Here you go.
Are you thirsty? What happened to you?
I'll tell you what happened to him. We picked him up and he resisted arrest. And the officers, they did what they had to do in order to bring him in.
You beat the shit out of me. You and your fucking pigs.
You're lucky you still have breath in your lungs after what you've done. Come closer. I want to make sure you can hear me.
Are this close enough?
Plenty. I'm gonna make sure you fry for what you've done. You and Amalara.
You're fucking crazy, old man. I've been telling him for hours. I didn't do anything. I didn't kill anyone. I mean, I did, but...
But what?
They were orders. I had to. I had to kill, but it was Vietnam. They gave me orders. They were orders. I didn't have a choice. They made me kill.
It was hard to watch. I couldn't just stand there and do nothing. I took Anne and the chief aside. This guy's not a killer. Look at him. Chief Spencer, you're grasping at straws. This guy is damaged goods.
That's exactly my point!
Come on. The war did him in. If he was Spring Hill Jack, do you think he'd be suffering like this over his time in Vietnam? Jack loves what he does. He lives for it. He takes pleasure in killing. We're looking at a man that's been reduced to drugs and alcohol in order to live with what he's done, not what he wants to do.
Chief Spencer didn't like hearing what we had to say.
Chief, I know your history with this case is personal. We were friends with Chelsea too, so I'm going to cut you some slack.
You're gonna cut me some slack.
If you don't have a reason to hold Dancy, let him go. If he's here tomorrow with just one new bruise, I'll make sure you're on the front page of every paper in New England as the poster boy for police brutality. I hope I've made myself clear.
Let me make myself clear. I want to know where he was last night, and I want to know where Amalara is. And if it turns out either one of them had anything to do with this, then you'll have something to print.
Let's go, Henry.
We'll be back first thing in the morning. If you find Amalara, let us know.
Chief Spencer's lost it.
Look, I know. Dancy didn't kill anyone. Amalara isn't going to turn anything up either. Where you parked, I'll walk you to your car.
What are you going to do?
I'm going home. Rachel's alone. She's going to have the baby any day now. The last thing she needs is for me to be out until all hours of the night chasing the ghosts of Christmas past. Amalara will turn up, but it won't matter. He's not going to be the guy.
I have to say, I'm sure you're right. Dancy is a mess. He couldn't plan a murder scene like what we saw tonight, let alone 1-8 years ago. When I look at him, I don't think he could tell you what he had for lunch.
I'll do you one better. I don't think he ate lunch. Come on, it's getting late.
I cannot tell you how much I hate this fog.
It hasn't been this bad since...
Since when?
Since 5 women were murdered. Since Spring-Heel Jack got away. Since I had a migraine.
Since the murders?
Yeah, since then. I'll talk to you in the morning. Drive carefully.
Have a good night. Give Rich my best.
I watched the red taillights disappear into the fog. I got a chill up my spine. My vision started to blur. I knew the feeling like when an old friend comes to visit, except this one was uninvited. The pain was searing into the back of my brain. My ears started to ring and I could feel the pressure building up through my head like a tea kettle, except there's nowhere for the steam to go. My hands clenched and a rage of pain started to wash over me. That's when I heard my name.
Henry! Henry Denton, is that you?
I turned and saw a shadow running out of the police station. It was the outline of a man, but I wasn't sure why he was running towards me.
Your wife just called. She needs you to come home right away. She's going into labor.
Shit. I raced across the lot. Each time my feet hit the pavement, the pain amplified. But before I got to my car, I saw a shadow under the streetlight on the opposite side of the parking lot. It's starting to come closer. It's the shadow of a man. The same shadow I saw at the orphanage. The same shadow from school. The same shadow that's been following me my entire life. In the dark, see them. Fuck, where are they? There they are. I bent over to grab them. That's when I heard the voice, familiar and distant all at the same time.
Henry! Is that you?
I recognize that voice, but it can't be. It's impossible. Tonight of all nights, ghosts all coming back to haunt me. First Anne, then Chief Spencer, Mr. Curran, Mrs. Curran, John Dancy. One ghost after another. Why now? Who is that coming closer? My head hurts. I haven't had a headache like this in years. The pain is unbearable. Not since the last killings. Not since the first time Spring-Heeled Jack showed up. Oh my God, I would do anything to make the pain go away.
It is you.
Who is it? Who's there? I can see him, but I can't believe my eyes.
I missed you, Henry.
Dad? You're alive?
Henry, wake up!
What are you doing here?
Those are my boys. You're not taking them from me.
You can't have them. You can't even be here. I know what you did. The army was here.
It's not true! They're liars!
Henry, I'm scared.
It's okay. Come here, stay close to me.
He's gonna hurt Mom.
Liars? They said you killed 5 women, then went AWOL. Where have you been all this time?
They were in an encampment. Commies. The army was worried about goddamn commies.
They showed me the reports after you went missing. They were civilians, women living in a village. You slaughtered them all. They weren't a threat.
Everyone was a threat. It was war.
Stop it. You're scaring the boys.
Hey, it's okay, boys. Daddy's home. Everything's gonna be just fine, okay? We're gonna be a family again.
Hello, operator? Get me the police.
What are you doing?
Yes, this is an emergency.
Get off the phone! Hang up.
Ah! Oh, my head!
Mom?
Don't look. Stay under the table. Dad! Leave her alone!
Ah!
Mom? Are you okay?
Henry, grab my car keys.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
Let's go. Before he gets up. Junior? Come out.
Mommy, I'm scared.
I know you are, honey. I am too. But we have to hurry up and leave before he gets up.
Oh,
fuck.
I'm bleeding. Henry, what did you do to me?
Stay away from us.
That look in your eyes. You have it too, Henry. You can't help yourself.
What are you talking about?
You're just like me.
Get your hands off me.
That rage. I know that feeling.
Fuck you!
Come on, boys, we have to go.
Get back here, you bitch! I'll fucking kill you before you take my sons!
Mommy, you're scaring me.
Just keep your head down.
Mom, where are we going?
Your grandparents' house.
But he knows that's where we'll go.
I don't know where else to go. Your grandfather will help.
Mom, he's right behind us. Go faster.
Mom, come on.
Mom, watch out.
I know, Henry. It's just hard to see through the fog.
Mom, look out. There's a deer. Dad?
I always said women make bad drivers. Your mom is, she's no exception.
Stay away from her.
I hope you're happy now.
Mom, Junior.
Henry, hey, can you hear me? Wake up.
Where am I?
Henry, it's cold out. Come on, let me help you up.
It was you. You're the reason they died. You were chasing us. Now I remember. You killed them. You killed them.
Shh, it's cold out. Let's not attract attention. Come on, let's get in the car where it's warm and let's talk about it. What's wrong?
It's been almost 15 years. I blamed myself. I didn't see the deer. I thought it was my fault they died. Oh, my head. It hurts. You've been alive all this time?
Son, that was a long time ago. I've changed. Okay? I've come to make peace with you. With my past. I'm not violent anymore. We can get past this. What did you do?
I did what you taught me to do.
Henry? I need an ambulance at the parking lot. Now!
Hey there, new Sharon Knights. DJ Kevin Hardigan here for all your late night needs. It's a cool night out tonight. The fog has rolled in and it's another amazing strawberry spring. A quick check of the calendar, it's March 31st. You know what that means, don't you, Henry? Tomorrow is April Fool's Day. Spring break is here. It's almost 8 years to the day Spring Heel Jack disappeared into the fog.
Shut up.
I can, Henry. I'm here for you. I've always been here for you. Or have you forgotten?
Hey, this is Kevin Hardigan. I'm not sure if you can hear me. I just got my ham radio working.
DJ Kevin Hardigan here, the voice of New Sharon College with the latest music. Here we are again, Henry. You don't remember me, do you? Home, sweet home.
I'm done listening to you. Shit! Rachel! Where are you?
Upstairs, in the bathroom.
I'm on my way.
Yes! Oh, thank God you're here.
Are you okay?
We need to hurry. My water broke.
Where's your bag? Never mind. I see it. Come on. I'll help you down the stairs. Stay focused. Breathe out. We're just a few minutes from the hospital. Come on. Come on.
Just be careful. We don't want to get to...
Henry, wake up. Henry, it's me, Kevin. You still have time.
Oh, my head. What the hell happened?
We happened. You and me, look at Rachel. You should put her out of her misery just like you did with Mom.
Mom, what are you talking about? Who are you?
You don't remember. Don't worry, it'll all come back to you. It's me, Henry. It's Kevin. Don't you remember? I'm your brother.
Did it lonely.
Strawberry Spring. Executive produced by Lee Metzger, Jared Goodstadt, and Philip Alberstadt. Written and directed by Lee Metzger. Starring Garrett Hedlund, Milo Ventimiglia, Horizon Guardiola, Sydney Sweeney, Ken Marino, Al Madrigal, and Breck Bessinger. Audio up in-house production by Jordana Glick-Fransheim and Laura Ramada. Edited by Carrie Caulfield-Arick and Jeremiah Zimmerman. Sound design and mix by Jeremiah Zimmerman. Score by Jeff Peters. Original songs and music by Jared Goodstadt, Pooh Bear, and Jesse Siebenberg. Strawberry Spring is published in Stephen King's story collection Night Shift, available in paperback and ebook from Anchor Books and as an audiobook from Penguin Random House Audio. Original score and soundtrack from Strawberry Spring, featuring Daddy Longlegs by Yakuza and the Bear, now available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever you stream good music. For the full list of production credits, please visit audioup.com. You will find more podcasts from iHeartRadio on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.